Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I was chomping at the bit last night and this morning to get in here in this studio and go live today. It is August 2nd, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Knew that they were attempting to set up a super Congress, a Council of 13, to bypass the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Congress, and fully put us into the hands of the offshore global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. We know that Mitch McConnell had tried to just completely hand the power of the purse over to the president, bypassing Congress 2 weeks ago. He openly made those announcements, but people recoiled. And the president said, I can just use the 14th Amendment that was used against the states post-Civil War during Reconstruction. And every constitutional scholar out there said, this is outrageous. This is the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant. And so instead, they created a lawyer facade. But when you look at the details in plain view, it is outrageous. It is off the charts, and we're going to be breaking it down today. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, of course, last round, is going to be joining us to get into a host of issues, including this and Romans 13, how Christians are taught to submit to the tyranny of government and how unbiblical that is. And even if you're not a Christian, the issue is the majority of Americans are Christians and are taught bow down and worship government. You know, if you're in Nazi Germany, lick the boots of Hitler, it's of the Lord. It couldn't be more unbiblical and uncommon sense. But getting back to the Super Congress, it passed last night in the House, and they say they've got the votes in the next few hours in the Senate. And it sets up 6 members of the House, 6 in the Senate. They're the only ones that get to vote, and then the president has a veto, so he's the 13th member. Or it's like they're his disciples, and he's the new abomination that we must bow down and worship. And, of course, this power will be passed on to the next tyrant. They just get worse and worse because we're deeper into this tyranny, and they've set the precedent to launch wars without congressional approval, carbon taxes without congressional approval, ATF putting new laws in that aren't even laws. It is, again, outrageous what we're witnessing. Warrantless wiretapping, totally illegal. Constitution completely burned to a crisp. The enemy dancing in its ashes. And they're having to openly get rid of the Constitution Bill of Rights because they've engineered a controlled depression. And they've got to ride the tiger now. They've got to ride this bucking bronco or this wild bull, or they're all going to go to prison. And so it is a criminal class combined together with a bunch of moronic freshman House members, most of them, who don't know which end is up. And I saw an incredible editorial. In fact, I forgot to print it, guys. If you just type in New York Times says compares Tea Parties to terrorists, they actually say the Tea Party terrorists almost destroyed America. But thank God sanity prevailed. Ladies and gentlemen, under this agreement, if it passes the Senate, on all issues, as Harry Reid and others have said, not just taxes, not just spending, not just cuts, which is basically government itself. That's the key, the heart of it, the power to tax, power to destroy, the power to give the favors to the insiders and cut off everybody else, as we've seen with the power plants and all the rest of it, the healthcare waivers. They say no filibusters and no amendments, and now bills cannot originate from a single House member and then be looked at and scrutinized by others who then co-sponsor it and bring it to a vote. It kills the republic. Did you hear what I just said? Because words can't describe this. It kills the legislative branch effectively and hands it over to a super Congress, to a committee with the president with the veto power. And it gets worse. When they bring the legislation they packaged out of the super committee, the 12-member council with the president as the 13th leader, Sauron, when the ringwraiths bring that to the House and Senate, they can vote it up or down. And then if the House or Senate doesn't vote on what they proposed, get this, listen to me. I'll tell you when we come back from break. You can't make this stuff up.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have the headline running at InfoWars.com. Bankers abolish Congress. And that's exactly what they've done if they are allowed to pass this bill in the Senate that's now passed the House. And if the criminal government that occupies this nation for the foreign offshore banks is able to carry this out. Now, I shot 6 emergency videos last night that are up at InfoWars.com. Aaron Dykes did a special InfoWars breaking news special report. They were up here till midnight last night. I didn't even have to tell them to do it. They knew how important it was, and so they stayed up here till midnight to put that special report out. I almost never call other talk show hosts that I know and beg them to look at the information and cover it on their shows, and I appreciate some of those talk show hosts doing that. But I almost ran off the road yesterday as I was getting news alerts at red lights, reading what was confirmed in the language of the so-called debt ceiling agreement. I knew that this had all been proposed. And I even knew that our guest yesterday had said that they had actually reviewed it all, that this was a executive coup. But by the time I got home last night and spent the entire evening until 1 in the morning, so from about 6:30 until 1 in the morning, researching it, reading the text, reading mainline CBS News analysis, ABC, hoping that I was looking at this wrong, but also marveling that this is how republics die, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Remember 3 months ago, Ron Paul said, well, they've launched a war in Libya and they haven't gotten congressional approval, and Obama says he doesn't need it or want it. This is the last nail in the republic's coffin if we allow this to continue, because now the sky's the limit. And that's the issue. They remember just 5 years ago, George W. Bush saying, we don't spy on Americans without warrants, I promise, in a press conference. And 2 years later, it came out, they're listening to everything without warrants. And now it's just, yeah, we're tracking everything. We're listening to everything. It's not legal, but we just do it. It's not legal for Obama to give insiders health care waivers, which give them unfair trade advantage and is complete discrimination, but they do it. It's not legal for the EPA to put carbon taxes in against select groups that aren't insiders and give waivers to insiders, but they do it. It's not legal in Chicago for the public schools to say you can't pack your child a lunch, quote, you're not trusted. They said, we can't trust you. It's not legal when it's not even law in Oak Park, Michigan, to say we're going to put you in jail for 93 days and give you a $5,000 fine for a tomato box in your yard. But they do it. It's not legal for the ATF to ship close to 30,000 guns into Mexico over the last 2 years that's killed five cops, three Border Patrol agents, and then perjure themselves to Congress saying they didn't do it, and then to be caught doing it and shipping them all over the U.S. to select gangs. And they don't get in trouble. So tyranny always grows slowly and incrementally, and then it starts to speed up to a gallop and then a run, and now a mad, foaming at the mouth, 110% race. We are being overrun, and that's why they're grabbing private pension funds, public pension funds, stealing the veterans' death benefits, stealing the funds for their future care. They are taking everything, including the kitchen sink. And they're pulling boards out of the walls and the flooring up, and now they're pulling the superstructure down. I mean, it is like a million piranhas, and America is a big fat hog dropped in the middle of the Amazon, and a million piranhas are hitting us and hitting us hard. And I do not have words to describe the proof, the documentation, the nakedness of it. And a lot of people are sending me emails and seeing comments and getting calls. Where's Ron Paul? Where's Ron Paul? Well, he talked about the Super Congress being tyranny. He talked about it being bad in the last few weeks as they proposed it. But he did put out a statement last night saying this is very troubling. It neutralizes the rest of the House and Senate. Now we can't block tax increases or gun control. So people are saying, where's Ron Paul? Well, he was there last night, 75, almost 76, working. I saw his report come out at 10 o'clock at night. So, but again, Ron Paul's bad because he worked till 10 o'clock at night or later. Says, where's Ron Paul? Why isn't he talking about this? He was talking about it. Go to his website. Just because you didn't instantly see him on CNN. I'm sorry. One of my pet peeves has become people going, why isn't Alex covering this or that when I've covered whatever subject it is 50 million times? All right. I'm a little angry. I'm going to try not to overheat here and blow up because I need to go over this information. Let me just read you the headlines here. Super Congress to target Second Amendment. Gun Owners of America. And they've got the quotes from Harry Reid in ABC News, CBS, and I even found the video last night, openly saying this covers everything. We can do everything. Here's Ron Paul. Paul Joseph Watson has an article on it. Ron Paul sounds alarm on disturbing super Congress. And then disturbing is like the Titanic hitting the iceberg and saying it's disturbing. And then Ron Paul goes into saying it's extraordinary new powers, undemocratic, seizing control, fast track, we can pass taxes, gun control. We're going to go over all of that. Here's another one. Weekly Standard. Fiscal conservatives barred from super committee. It's not a super committee. That's the words of Harry Reid. It is a all-powerful council of 12 with a 13th member with absolute veto power. That's El Presidente. Here's another great article that breaks it down. The debt crisis is a Trojan horse to cause the fall of America. Yeah, it's designed to bring us into receivership. Amid grumbling from both sides, Senate scheduled to vote on debt deal today. NPR. Morning Examiner. No good can come from Super Congress, and it breaks down the issues. But still, this is all mild responses to it. Mild. Let me succinctly break this down for you, and then I'll go to mainstream news saying it with the quotes so you understand, and I have the text of the agreement. It is a totally open-ended power grab, worse than the, quote, debt deal, leaving an open window per week of $800-plus billion a week that the private Federal Reserve could run up on America's credit card in October 3rd, 2008. $27 trillion, we haven't gotten numbers in a year. $27 trillion, over 70% of it going to foreign offshore banks and domestic media. Your tax money. I mean, this is a payoff. This is a buy-off for a systematic corporate takeover of America. It's not coming like the Soviet Russian, Hitler, or the Chi-Coms. It's not coming with tanks and airborne troops coming down like Red Dawn. It's all done by oily criminals who have, for decades, taken over every position of power in the federal government and in the bureaucracies and in most of the states. And they, under the presidential decision directives, under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that Bush started and Obama cemented, they say, we don't need to hear from 50 governors. We've appointed 10 that speak for the states. We don't need to hear from your local rural people. We've set up a rural council under the Department of Defense and Homeland Security. This is a total martial law takeover incrementally. But now we're getting up to flashpoint. They've been building all this up, growing their tentacles, infiltrating everything, doing it all in plain view so mostly unconscious people, bureaucrats, cops, military, general public, city councils. This is all done very calmly, very straight-faced. I mean, it's almost like Harry Reid and Boehner and Obama came out and calmly said, by the way, the temperature today will be 102 here in D.C., and there's going to be a meeting down at the park later. We're going to be handing out some free popsicles and talking about bicycle safety. And, by the way, a giant 10-mile-wide spacecraft just landed a mile away, and there's green aliens running around. Now, back to weather. I mean, it's that crazy, but they just kind of, well, like you do something in church. You let something out real slow in church, make sure nobody's looking at you, and then act like it wasn't you. That's what they've done. And people, it blows me. We have all these experts on, all these economists, all these historians. And most of the time, as my staff's pointed this out and others, I know more than they do. I don't think of myself as that smart. But I guess I do spend 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day and lose sleep because I'm so obsessed with reality, studying everything, so I can tie everything together. And it's just, but it's not even hard. They have set up something in 235 years that's never existed, where six members of the House, six members of the Senate, and the president, with the veto power over it, bills don't originate from members of the House anymore. Anybody can introduce a bill and then get co-sponsors and have it debated, and for 6 months it's in committee and looked at from every angle. No, listen to me carefully. I can't even believe this is happening, even though I knew it was all coming. The fact that it's done and very few people even get what they're seeing here. Listen to me. 12 in the House, 6 in the House, 6 in the Senate, 1 Obama, that's 13, Council of 13, 6 in the House, 6 in the Senate, Obama, 13. Now listen to me carefully. Now I'm going to read it from mainstream news to you. And they just say it nonchalantly like it's some boring thing they've announced. Or, oh, good news, we won't go bankrupt now, we're not going to collapse, when it's the contrary. It's designed to bring us into this. They can't have the rest of the Congress having the power to vote and speak up and the power to introduce bills because they know the people are going to get more and more awake and angry. So you've got this 13-member board with the president sitting in it. Drum roll, please. You got this 13-member council, and they originate the bills now. And then they bring the bill to the full House and Senate for an up-down vote, which they, again, don't have. And now here's the kicker. If they don't shine on to the plan that's presented, then the council just does whatever it wants. It just says, and I'm going to read the text, then the council will apply the cuts and the taxes. So you do the plan we want, House and Senate, or we do whatever we want. I mean, did you hear that? This is a total dictatorship, a fusion of the emperor, Caesar, and an inner coterie of senators and House members. I mean, did you hear what I just said to you? We'll be right back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Of 13, an act of high treason, has been passed by the House of Representatives. We are reportedly hours away from the Senate passing the same thing. The House and Senate are not allowed to hand away their authority. But they are basically signing a treaty with their vote with six members of the House, six of the Senate, and the executive. A treasonous treaty. Could the House and Senate sign a treaty to let the UN run America? Well, they have people on television telling us that that's the case, and that international law trumps our law, and that the UN says we can go to war, so we can go to war. We don't need a Congress. That's what's happening. And it's called the overthrow of our political system. But they call it a committee or a super Congress. No, if they vote to create a committee that will then try to organize the different bills that are still voted on, and then that committee comes forward with a final bill, that's what a committee is. A committee is not six in the House, six in the Senate, where they originate the legislation. That's not how legislation is originated. This is a whole new form of government, a whoredom, a legion of doom, a legion of corruption. 12 wicked, mafioso, ringwraith, craven scumbag traitors. In fact, there's a headline right there. Super Congress debt ceiling. Negotiators aim to create new legislative body. That's the Huffington Post. In fact, let me just go through these. So this is happening right out in the face of everyone. This is the equivalent of July 4th, but a bad July 4th. If it passes today, it's passed the House, August 2nd, will be known as the date that a disgusting 13-member dictatorship was created. And the president has the veto power, so he's the dictator, and he has these 12 wicked generals. And because they sit there and say it in real boring terms and look down and fidget and talk about how it's a victory for America and we averted collapse. That's why they built it up. We're going to collapse if we don't get this agreement. It made it all about debt and cuts and what are we going to cut. That's not what they were after. That was all a smokescreen. Hidden in 100% plain total view. A new form of government. With the leaders of the House and the Senate and the President. And saying, in fact, if you don't believe me, I just showed you the Huffington Post, and they're reporting it dryly. Oh, new legislative body. It's unconstitutional, but so what? President's a dictator. We love it if we allow him to get away with it. You see, that's what dictators don't come out and say. I'm a dictator. Martial law. Huh? They say security. We're going to have more police out. Security, military. I'm launching a security operation in Libya. I'm launching a security operation in Poland or Danzig or Austria. My name's Hitler. They don't come out and say, hey, we're crooks, we're taking over. They come out and say, well, we've got a very dry, convoluted, and both sides compromise, and both sides aren't happy, but this will avert a collapse, and we're going to work on it now, and the cuts aren't even real, and that part's all a scam. We're going to get into that. Harry Reid and all of them are publicly, I'm going to read their quotes, licking their chops, saying we can cover everything, gun control, borders, debt, banker bailouts. Oh, they're getting ready for the next looting. The original looting's ongoing, but even more. Carbon taxes. Hey, ATF? Why do you think Obama did something no president's ever done and said, why don't we law? I'll just order the ATF to put new laws and new regulations in over gun dealers and start harassing gun owners. They're just doing it. I've never seen anything near this magnitude. Here's CBS News. Last night, right after it passes, a summary of the debt ceiling. And I'll show folks a document cam shot of this. We're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, a summary of the debt ceiling compromise. And then it goes on to say 269, 161, 174 traitors, Republicans, and 94, 95 Democrats. And it goes on to dryly in the bottom of the article say, the agreement creates a 12-person House and Senate special committee. Oh, it's very special. To identify further spending cuts, the committee must complete its work by Thanksgiving, November 23rd, really, it actually continues after that. And Congress must hold an up or down vote on committee recommendations. Oh, it's a recommendation, but you must vote it up or down. But wait, it gets worse. The committee could overhaul the tax code, which they're announcing are going to increase taxes, or find savings and benefit programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Savings means cuts. Congress could not modify the committee's recommendation. Oh, you can't modify my recommendation. It's like Don Corleone. Your signature, your brains will be on the contract. Continuing. Now, here's the key. Now, listen to this carefully. This is CBS News. Listen to the magnitude of this. Should the special committee deadlock, or should Congress reject the committee's recommendations, the automatic across-the-board spending cuts of at least $1.2 trillion would go into effect. But the committee, if you read the language, decides the cuts. So you do what we say, or we do what we want. Period. We're dictators.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ago, couldn't get the bill passed. We put out a special video, Obama launches gun grab, showing Congress months ago saying we're going to pass a bill where when you sell two or more rifles that the form has to be filled out, a lengthy form on the person and sent to the ATF, even though they already have the National Gun Tracking Center. They already have the instant check. You already have your background check run to the FBI. They already write down handgun, rifle, shotgun. They already know. It's about setting the precedent outside of law to just say, we say do this, now jump. We pick these four states and say that you have to do this. And I talked to two different Austin gun dealers and to someone in my office. And one of them talked to the ATF, one of the gun dealers. Then we're going to Larry Pratt. I want to fill you in on this. We put a special report out on, as you know, yesterday. And the gun owner, the gun shop owner, called the ATF agent he knows, Daniel Jones here in Austin, the guy that runs the little sting operations against the gun shows to shut them down using illegal aliens. And he told them, this is weeks before they got the letter, he said, don't worry, that bill didn't pass, so we're not going to implement something that isn't law. Well, guess what? Didn't pass. They did it anyways. And it's a test. It's a tyrant's test. War in Libya. Congress says, well, you got to come to us for approval. Well, we'll even give it to you. He says, I don't need your approval. Puts out a statement saying this is for the legitimacy of the UN. That's a quote. That's treason. I take my orders from the UN, not the stinking Constitution. Carbon taxes outside of congressional law. Waivers to his buddies on health care outside of law. Waivers on the carbon taxes. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it goes on and on and on and on. And I am literally not scared. It's more like once a car wreck's already started and you're flipping down a ditch. I've been in a couple really bad car wrecks. One time a tornado blew me off the road. I've told you that story. Me and my dad almost got killed. But once you're already flipping, you're not really scared. You're mainly just trying to hold on. And I'm seeing this, and it's happening with a whimper, not a bang. Now, if you just joined us, I just read from CBS News saying, oh, it's so wonderful. The 12-member board will create the legislation. Doesn't come from the bottom of the House anymore. Isn't debated. They will present it to the House and the Senate for an up or down vote. And then if they don't agree to what they're presented, then the Super Congress goes ahead and decides what to cut. I read you that from CBS News in the last segment. Article titled, A Summary of the Debt Ceiling Compromise. And by the way, the Senate just passed it. I mean, I am feeling sick at my stomach. Super Congress, here's another report, Super Congress debt ceiling negotiations aim to create new legislative body. That's Huffington Post. Okay, this is not debated. This is not debated. And yes, the Senate just voted 2 minutes ago. They passed it. Incredible treason. We'll give you the vote count as soon as we get it. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is our guest, and he, of course, put out a legislative alert saying Congress should decide whether Super Congress can impose gun control. And the way it reads, and I've got the latest text, I've got the Senate text, read it an hour before I got on air, it has language in it, and here's Harry Reid quoted in the Associated Press, the Joint Committee, there are no constraints, Reid said on the Senate floor. They can look at any problem we have in government, any problem. It has an ability to look at everything, the power to tax, cut, regulations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Council of 13 because the president has that veto. Talk about cryptic. Talk about creepy. And Gun Owners of America, legislative alert, Congress to decide whether Super Congress could impose gun control. Ron Paul says it's a disturbing power grab, establishes a new system of government. I've got his quotes here. He says this will allow unlimited tax increases, no more filibusters, no more amendments. We are wide open. It's like in Star Trek. The shields are down. We're just getting hit right now. I mean, this, again, I say I get chills. I used to get chills once a year when something freaked me out. I get them every 5 minutes now here on air. The hair on the back of my neck standing up. Total tyranny is being released. I'm going to try to be calm here, but the Senate just passed this. If we don't have a constitution and a bill of rights, we don't have anything. Every other country that has gone this way goes to hell in a handbasket. Larry Pratt, I'm sorry to be getting emotional here, but I am completely freaked out.
I can tell when a guy's on a tear. Now, this is kind of like the council in Plato where they go out behind the bulrushes and decide in secret what's going to be done, and then everybody else just kind of has to lump it. When this thing comes forth, when this super Congress comes forth with some nutty idea, which could easily have gun control along with tax increases, and it goes to the president, it would take 34 votes to sustain what all is going on. I mean, they've really set it up so you almost can't stop one blessed thing. We need to vote against so many people starting in the primaries next year. So many need to go. I sure hope people like Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, a plastics manufacturer, he just got so fed up with what was going on that he got talked into running. Actually, he became a Tea Party favorite in the state, speaking to a number of places, and that kind of built up his popularity. We need people like that to come out of the comfort of our homes and to stand for office.
But if we allow a super Congress to be set, and they kind of blandly go along and train us to accept it, they can start shutting off more and more true power of the House and Senate, and that's what this does. I mean, this
absolutely.
Have you ever seen anything like this, Larry?
That's why the first act of the next Congress, hopefully, is going to be to repeal this horrible piece of legislation, which threatens everybody's agenda, not just gun owners, but they can do terrible things to property owners, to taxpayers, businesses. This is, it is a game changer. They have decided that we don't need the House of Representatives to originate revenue bills. We'll just have the Super 12 do that. And as you said, the Council of 13, really, with the president thrown in for bad measure. So it's just an extraordinary thing. And I think some fairly well-intended people that just got flummoxed, but there were some that knew exactly what they're doing, and I would include in that John Boehner and the Senate Minority Leader, Mr. McConnell, and of course, Harry Reid knew very well what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. Mitch McConnell 2 weeks ago proposed just giving the power of the purse to Obama. That's not his power to give.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
He's speaking for all. I mean, he can't do that. I mean, Larry Pratt, is this not classical treason? I mean, this is changing the form of our government.
Well, we had to change the form of the government because we can't stop spending like drunks locked inside the liquor store.
Oh, man.
they refuse to deal with the problem, and so they create another totally different, humongous problem. And meanwhile, the cuts for this year are going to be less than 2 days' expenditure.
Oh, yeah, I've gone through the numbers. Most of it's in the next 10 years, and they never do that.
And that's what we call here fairy dust. It doesn't exist. It's not going to happen.
it's like the Easter Bunny. Well, Larry Pratt, I mean, listen, this has all been done by design. We have the 10 governors now speaking for the states, the governor's council. We have the rural affairs run by the Defense Department and Homeland Security. You heard me earlier as I introed you. We have the ATF coming out and saying, well, we're just going to order you to do things because we couldn't get this law passed.
And they actually call them demand letters. We're demanding that you give us the information. And if the dealer doesn't, well, they've had his neck in a noose ever since he got his license, and they can pull that license.
But that's my point, Larry. I've never seen such a bum rush of tyranny. On every front, they're just doing whatever they want. Mm-hmm. I think they really are going for dictatorship. And I don't mean a dictatorship of Obama. You know, he'll leave probably. But a dictatorship of the bureaucracy and the special interest. I mean, have you ever seen anything this off the chart?
Well, like that family that I guess it was actually the kid that was raising a lot of bunnies, and they faced a monster fine from the Department of Agriculture because they didn't have the department's permission. There shouldn't be a Department of Agriculture. Where's that in the Constitution? Fining a little boy millions of dollars because he had rabbits breeding like, well, rabbits?
Well, but being Larry, I mean, I'm asking you, have you ever seen such a brazen move? How would you describe this Council of 13?
This is something that even FDR wouldn't have thought he could have gotten away with. This is such a brazen strike at our liberty that, and you know that Boehner and McConnell are going to appoint wusses. So it's not going to be, Michelle Bachmann as one of the House representatives. It's, you know, a bitter ender that is against all this wild spending. They're going to put reasonable people on there. And these reasonable people will be the ones that continue to lead us into dictatorship.
Well, they don't have the power. It's not in our Constitution to create a super Congress and say, we will originate the legislation from the top. I mean, this is classic tyranny.
Yep.
This is a larger version of Quartzsite where the police chief fires the mayor when he can't and fires 80% of the cops and they don't go along with it. This is a microcosm of these men up there transferring more power to themselves with Obama, and the White House is pleased as punch. Larry, we're seeing an acceleration here, and disagree if you disagree, but we're seeing a massive acceleration. Week to week, it gets crazier. Who would have ever thought corrupt government-run health care with the president's buddies exempt? Who would have ever thought ATF telling gun shops to do things that aren't the law? Who would have ever thought the ATF shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment? Who would have ever thought wars in Libya with Al-Qaeda, now recognized as at the U.S. Embassy as the official government, literal, admitted, real Al-Qaeda. Who would have ever thought that we'd see all of this. I mean, we're living in the twilight zone.
Yeah, we got chickens coming home to roost. We've had the schools teaching us for years and years that we live in a democracy. Well, if people think that way, then the assumption is when I win an election, I can do anything I want because I won and I got the votes. That's not the way it works in a republic, and people don't understand that there are barrier limits. That's what the Constitution's all about. It is not alive. It is not breathing. It is there to chain you down when you work for me in the government.
Well, Larry, here's my question to you. This is the big issue. And how did we end up with a vote with the majority of the Republicans here voting for this? It was a majority of Republicans, in fact, I'm looking for the vote count here, I'll pull up in a minute, who went for this.
Yeah, it was only about 69 that opposed it. And since there's, 240, give or take, Republicans, that means a humongous number went for it. And a pretty substantial part of the Dems went for it as well. And the ones that didn't were believing their own left-wing propaganda that somehow they were getting thrashed. Well, they'll take a deep breath one of these days and realize, hey, we just pulled off a coup d'etat. Not bad.
But this proves continuity of agenda. Bush with the banker bailout. Obama continues
yep.
it. I mean, they just continue on where the other one left off.
They're part of the ruling class. And, yeah, there's a Republican group of the ruling class and a Democrat part, and there are some differences, but by and large, except for some of the newbies and people who've been around for a while, like Bachman and Steve King, you only got about 65 or so members of the House of Representatives that have any idea what a republic means, what a vote needs to look like if it's going to be a constitutional vote. And the rest of the 435 members of that Congress apparently don't have a clue. We're talking about, well, there would be a few senators in there, too. Maybe less than 20%, and they're all the rest, some 80%, are clueless. They think they can do whatever they want. Well, I think we need to have some political reprisals on these people. I mean, we need to be talking about see you in November.
Well, I agree, and I'm here to tell you, anyone that voted for this is either an absolute criminal traitor or doesn't know how to boil water, doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces. And so the 174 Republicans that voted for this absolutely must be removed. The 95 Democrats absolutely must be removed. The vote, 174 Republicans, 95 Democrats for anybody. And it was mainly Tea Party people that voted against it on the Republican side. And we have a New York Times editorial today, and I'm going to read it later, that actually says the Tea Party are terrorists. They are the new terrorists. Go after them, arrest them.
Alex, that's serious, because when we start seeing language like that used, what is the proper thing to do to a terrorist? Well, to kill him. So they're using the kind of words that Hitler and Lenin and Idi Amin and Pol Pot were using. They're doing what Alinsky teaches. They are particularizing, personalizing, and marginalizing so that the enemy is really an enemy, and he needs to be liquidated, exterminated, just like dictators have done everywhere.
Absolutely. They're selling the idea in the New York Times, and I'm going to read the quote here in a moment, that anybody who actually wants to cut government, audit the Federal Reserve as a terrorist, here it is out of the New York Times. It says, can't we do this right? Thomas L. Freeman. And here's the quote. Alas at the Tea Party. It is so lacking in any aspiration for American greatness. Oh, yeah. so dominated by the narrowest visions of our country and so ignorant of the fact that it was not tax cuts that made America great. Oh, really, that's what was fought over. But our unique public-private partnerships. Oh, across the generations. If sane Republicans do not stand up to the Hezbollah faction in their midst, the Tea Party will take the GOP on a suicide mission. No American politician was more allergic to debt or taxes than Thomas Jefferson. But he also, and it goes on from there. But listen, here's the bad news. Debt bill passes Senate, headed to Obama. Unsure of AAA USA credit rating will suffer from the spectacle. So the idea is, anybody that doesn't want to increase taxes and go deeper into debt, you're the ones hurting America, not the people that did this, Larry.
in a sense, I guess we are terrorists. By that very article that you were reading, you can tell he is terrorized. It terrorizes the statists to think that we might take some of their power away and put them into the constitutional box they were intended to stay within. That does bring terror to them. They can't think of living by producing anything. They have to live by taking from all the rest of us. And, you know, I think the rest of us are just about finished being taken. We've had it.
Well, that is a good point. At the end of the day, we are really getting a front row seat to total corruption and tyranny. And the wake-up's only accelerating. Larry, I drive around Austin. I see InfoWars.com stickers everywhere, but not just that, not just Ron Paul stickers everywhere. I see huge things on the sides of nice cars, junky cars, you name it. Legalize the Constitution. arrest the politicians. Folks are angry.
Yes, and I think we're going to stay angry. I think it was not just the town halls that got us to a point where we had to deal with our elected officials, but Wisconsin, I think, was something that stirred the whole country. This thing now, I believe, is going to continue our agitation. Yeah, we're going to stay angry.
Stay there, Larry Pratt. I want to do one more segment on the raft of anti-gun legislation that is waiting, that now can pass without amendment or without filibuster. The big attack's coming, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Yep, the Senate passes the Council of 13 dictatorship. A new form of government is now in place in the United States. And it's been done in a little lawyerly packaged way to look nonchalant, like it's no big deal, camouflaging how deadly dangerous this Trojan horse is. And now the president is saying that this is just the first step and is set to give a speech. And they've cheered in the House, trillions more in debt, the dollar began plunging again, and gold exploded to an all-time new super high of $1,642.70 an ounce. $1,642 plus. Now, Larry Pratt, in the last 4 or 5 minutes, I want to encourage folks to sign up for your legislative updates. I was driving home at 6 o'clock last night and literally almost ran off the road when I was actually at a red light reading it, but then did get upset driving home and actually shot a video while I was driving and uploaded it to YouTube. When I read your alert, called the office, had them check, folks can sign up for the free legislative alerts at gunowners.org or, God forbid, get a membership and actually support the only real, no-compromise Second Amendment group. But continuing, what are the new anti-gun pieces of legislation that folks should know about that now can't be amended or filibustered?
Well, they've been talking a lot about putting people that have been on these no-fly lists, terrorist watch lists, people that haven't been adjudicated of anything. This is a law enforcement tool, but now they're saying, well, that's enough to deny somebody their right to keep and bear arms. And there are bills that have been discussed to do just that. Frank Lautenberg, the gun grabber from New Jersey in the U.S. Senate, is a longtime supporter of this kind of thing. And this is the very kind of thing that I can see coming in some little amendment from the Committee of 12. And, you know, what are we going to do about it? We can't amend it. We need a supermajority, like passing a treaty to overturn it. They pretty well got themselves where they can do anything they want.
And again, you are calm about this. You're professional, the head of a huge patriotic organization. But, I mean, at a certain point, Larry, we got to start jumping up and down. I mean, you've got Rahm Emanuel. You've got them all. They've introduced bills, as you know, where magically you get on a list and can't own guns anymore. No conviction, no arrest. The president's talking about an executive order to do that. The ATF's doing things that aren't under law.
Right.
These are lawless crooks. I mean, they got caught shipping guns into Mexico, and they've got a bunch of other bills coming in, and now we're wide open. I mean,
and you mentioned Emanuel. This is the guy, after all, that celebrated the Alinsky notion that you never let a good crisis go to waste. And how did they get this passed? Well, they had us all breathless that the country, if we didn't have something happening by today, was going to default. That was a lie. And they continued to use it even after members of Congress explained many times, no, we don't default. We do bring in 60% of what we're spending, and that's more than enough to pay for this stupid interest that we keep racking up with the other 40%. They would not refrain from using the word. And they stampeded, I think, a lot of the members of the Congress into this. Well, we got to do something. Yeah. Well, why don't you just put a gun to your head? That would be doing something. Shut up. It is absolutely enraging. I'm so mad I could spit. It's just over the top what these folks have done. They're going to be going home for August recess. We need to go and very politely, sternly lecture them that they are traitors. They have violated the Constitution. If they did vote for it, now there were some, be careful. Don't go after the ones that voted right. Tell them that what they have done is to transform the structure of American government, and unless we undo what they've done, America is never going to be the same.
Larry Pratt will continue to check in with you at gunowners.org. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
God bless. We'll come back in the second hour. Reid says the rise of the Tea Party, very, very disconcerting. Biden, they have acted like terrorists.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.